This is Commonwealth, a series dedicated to the expression of healthy discourse through conversations with friends and respected guests. Join me as we tackle hot topics, personal concerns, and other engaging themes. On this journey, I challenge you to not be so quick to react, but to be considerate and thoughtful of the actions we take. I'm your captain and host, Devin DeCasa. Most folks that know me know I'm a full-time student and aspiring savant in many respects, so you can say I'm a busy guy. I would be lying if I said I was missing in action for the past few weeks because of the Rona and schoolwork. Well, that would be partially true. These past few weeks, my friends' stress and anxiety have been tormenting me since the quarantine. I had plenty of opportunities to create another episode, but I have to admit, I started having doubts and overthinking and I got discouraged. It happens. Typically, when I have doubts, my closest buddies and classmates are there to cheer me on and encourage me to do something constructive. I was so overwhelmed from both the positive, constructive, and only one negative comment I received from prior episodes that I didn't want to hear myself speak. I told myself I would rather hear Steve Harvey, E.T. the hip-hop preacher, or one of the Corona officials say something instead of myself. Every few days, I would feel a little tug on my heart and a voice in my ear saying that I need to say something. I was scared. I was scared that I was going to mess up. There, I said it, happy. But I promised myself, I wasn't going out like that. I'm blessed with a declarative voice and extensive vocabulary, so I'm going to use it. Here it goes. You gotta make a decision. Here's the scene. It was New Year's service around 10:30 p.m.-ish at my church, and the pastor was helping us bring in the year 2020. I showed up to the service earlier, dapper as ever, and reported directly to the audio and visual booth to receive my orders from the AV ministry. Well, AV manager. He asked, "Devin, how are you feeling today?" I said I was decent. I wasn't in the best mood because one of my friends stood me up not too long ago, so I had a few things on my mind. A few minutes of small talk passed, and then he asked me, "Devin, how would you feel about running the AV booth for the New Year service?" Oh yeah, and by the way, I attend a large church, you know, comfortably seating around 2,500 people. Because this is New Year's service, it was televised on the church website, Facebook, and syndicated in all 50 states, including Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. I couldn't say no, so I agreed. He gave me a pep talk about the do's and don'ts and never press the big red button if everything falls apart. He said that jokingly. Kinda sorta. And, of course, because it's New Year's service, all AV members wanted to report to the booth because there weren't any good seats in the sanctuary. So, of course, this was the best time for me to orchestrate the Lord's production. Yay me. Within the audio and video ministry, there are some rather strong personalities. Some are easier to deal with than others, but that's besides the point. As the service begins, everything is running quite smoothly. Nobody passed out, the praise team was singing the socks off of a billy goat, what my pastor would say, and the offering plate runneth over with ones and fives galore. Then around midway through the service, we were having some technical difficulties, and not to mention the thermostat was throwing a fit, and attitudes began to arise. Once again, yay me. As the conductor, I had to keep everyone calm and focused, so that's what I did. I kept telling myself, keep your song, DeCasa, remember? If y'all watched the last episode, you would get that. If not, please tune in. At one of the most crucial periods before the sermon, I froze up. It happens. I had to make an executive decision, and I was unsure what to do. I don't remember the exact situation, but I do remember that it was important and could affect how my peers viewed me. One of the more outspoken AV members looked at me in my eyes and said, "Dev, I don't know when in the world he started calling me Dev, but Dev, you gotta make a decision. I promise you, it felt like everything had slowed down, like I was in a movie or something. And this was the part where the shaman or sensei was trying to show me the way before fighting the big scary boss. To conclude that story, I made a decision. I no longer could play limbo with the outcomes and stuck with what felt was right according to my training and intuition as an AV personnel. In hindsight, I realized that it's easier to make a decision when it only affects you. But how does your decision change when it affects other people you govern? If your decision making doesn't change, then you have so much to learn, Grasshopper. The decision I'm making now is I'm not going out by not saying anything. I'm glad that I got this gut feeling to say something because I'm a leader of men and women. Whether if I don't believe it, see it, or hear it, I know that people are watching me. I'm a beacon of light in someone's castle. I'm a trumpet in someone's army. I'm the star in someone's sky. I am the gold standard, and my presence matters. We all should strive to do something with our lives. If you're going to be a millionaire, start today. If you're going to read 2 books a month, start today. If you're going to be a better brother, sister, mother, father, whatever, start today. I don't know about y'all, but I'm tired of just accepting what the universe offers me. Life is hard enough to just accept the minimal. I was in the shower today and was pondering how people will remember me. Was I the valiant king or was I the helpless dreamer? The choice is ultimately in my hands. I love playing video games and watching anime, but I know if I do this all day, it won't get me any closer to my dreams. Blessings that are promised to me are right there, but I have to do my job and take the steps forward. At least one step, and worry about the others when I get there. At least I can live with the results knowing that I gave it my best swing. Chin up, chest out. You make a decision and stick with it. Write out what you are going to do and do it. Take pride in who you are and make a decision.